To say David Elkowitz has been working for the National Park Service his entire life wouldn't be that far from the truth.
It will sound funny or like a joke, but I actually began working with local nature centers and doing traveling zoo and interpretation or education programs when I was 10. A volunteer, obviously, at 10. I wasn't making money.
Elkowitz started making money in 1985 as a seasonal at Big Bend National Park in West Texas. He did that until 1991, when he signed on as a full-time Park Service employee. Elkowitz says he then did what most people in his career end up doing, bouncing around from park to park every couple of years. He's worked at a national seashore in southeast Texas, a battlefield in North Carolina, caverns in New Mexico, a forest in Virginia.
Back to Big Bend National Park most recently before this, where I was the chief of interpretation. I worked with the community, partnerships, business, fee collection, permits, and concessions.
Now, if you've never been, Big Bend National Park borders Mexico along the Rio Grande. It's home to the Chisos Mountains and host to the Mexican black bear. But mountains and bears are about the only thing Big Bend has in common with Sitka. Elkowitz likes to point out that the park sees more than 340 days of sunshine. But he's not actually a newcomer to the 49th state.
I actually spent about a month working out of Fort Wainwright, Fairbanks area, during the big fire year of 2004.
Turns out it was the worst wildfire season on record. More than 700 fires burned that year, but that didn't stop Elkowitz from coming back.
Since 2004, my spouse and I have made a number of trips to Alaska. We've gone from Homer to Anchorage to Fairbanks to Chena, North Pole, the boundary, kind of all over the interior.
Elkowitz and his wife stepped off the fast ferry Fairweather in Sitka just a few weeks ago. While he says he's still getting his bearings, he knows the Seawalk Extension Project and restoration of the battlefield are on his list of park projects, along with overseeing totem pole replacements and the ongoing canoe carving effort.
My goal is to be the absolute very best partner I can be to everybody that has an interest in Sitka National Historical Park.
To do all that, Elkowitz says he expects to be in Sitka for at least the next few years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.